Alright guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck presented by Flagpost Sports. And we're going to get into all the new Yankees news and notes from the past week. And we're going to bring it to you right now. Let's do it. Guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck presented by Flagpost Sports, and this is your Week 6 recap. And what a week it's been for the Yankees. Let's just address it. Week 6 already of the baseball season. It is just flying by, absolutely going by faster than you'd ever thought it'd be going. And guess what? As horrible, as shitty as it started, as much hope the Yankees gave, which was none, to start the season. Guess what? We're now second place in the division. We're basically a good series to maybe three away from winning the division. Taking the division, I should say, not winning. We're going to win the division, but we got to take the division first. We won 7 out of our last 9 home games. We're on a 2-game winning streak, including 2 walk-offs at the stadium. All this going into the big pivotal series at the Trop against the Rays, and of course they've been our nemesis for the last couple of years. Yankees, for some reason, when they get to the Trop, they just cannot win. Their assholes just tighten up and they can't fucking win games at the Trop. But they're pulling it together. Starting pitching behind Gerrit Cole, Corey Kluber, and yes, dare I fucking say it, Italian is actually showing that this is a formal starting pitching core. Domingo Armand pitching not so bad either. Had a no decision at the stadium on Sunday. But this pitching core is coming to life, as is the bats. Some bats ending with Giancarlo Stanton. Can't believe I'm about to say this. The savior of the Yankees. The guy carrying the fucking load for the Yankees bats over the last week or two, raising his batting average from mere 150s to close to 300. 12 home runs. No, not 12 home runs. Relax. He's got 6 home runs. But he does have 24 ribbies, and that is pretty damn good. Batting close to 300. And, you know, some of the other bats are starting to wake up too. Gleyber Torres starting to pick it up. Speaking of picking it up, hopefully coming back this week. Not hopefully. It's going to happen, barring a major fucking problem. Luke Voit, the reigning home run champion of 2020, is coming back, and he's coming back to play first base, people. That position has not been kind to us. Started with Jay Bruce, did so bad that he had to fucking retire, went over to a platoon situation, then we brought Mike Ford, who can't fucking hit. I mean, he gets you the occasional double, maybe the home run, but kid can't hit. Sorry to tell you, we gotta move on, fucking deal with it, it's happening, and he can't field. He's a horrible fucking fielder. Yeah, he could pick him, but anything other than picking ground ball, it's not going to happen. But that's besides the fact. Another surprise guy picking it up. Aaron Hicks, in my mind, still a little overrated, but he's picking it up. Batting average was close to, actually was below the 100s, and now he's batting around 200, which 100 points, not too shabby. I'll give it to him. Gio Urshela, some injury news. He missed the last 3 games, hopefully to get him back in this road trip against the Rays. That's the plan. He missed the last 3 games, hopefully to give him some time until Luke Voit came back. Miguel Andujar filled in the third base. He's been optioned back down to make room for Voit. Aaron Judge, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. He's our captain, my captain, but he's not been playing very well. He's doing things that he was doing when he was a rookie. He's swinging at the down-and-away pitch, and he's striking out way too much. He needs to be more selective. He needs to be close to the plate, and he needs to get that good at-bat, because without him getting those good at-bats, this lineup will not do well. DJ LeMahieu, just solid. Solid bat around 280, 290. He's going to get 300. It's only a matter of time. And then we're going to address the absolute fucking elephant in the room, which is scary Gary Sanchez. It's got to be game over for him, I think. You know, he started the season. He had a couple home runs in the first few games, and everybody's like, he's back. He's back. He is not back. He's gone. He's so far gone. He's swinging at pretty much everything. He's not hitting anything. He's striking out. It's not good enough to say you get a walk every once in a while. That's not what a major league hitter does. That's not what a guy with his ability, or supposedly his ability, could do. I mean, he's washed. I think it's time to start having a conversation about what do we do with Scary Gary, and I think you got to really think about trading him. Maybe to change the scenery will do him good. Certainly do us good. We'll get another position player in here. Kyle Higashioka, been solid. He's been solid. He's pretty much batting around 250 to 300 for the most of the season. But the pitching staff, at least, they look night and day compared to when Gary Sanchez catches. So I think, overall, you got to give Higashioka a little bit more playing time. You got to say to yourself, what am I really benefiting by putting Gary Sanchez in the lineup? And at this point, he's only a detriment. He's just losing steam as far as the starting job for the catchers. And like I said, maybe a change of scenery will help him, but I don't see his future with the Yankees. I can't see how the Yankees keep him past, I'd say, even the summer. But if not past the summer and past this year, this has got to be it. Unless something dramatic happens, this is it for Gary Sanchez. And that's pretty much it, guys. We're finally clicking. We're finally getting it together. And it's amazing. Just another little, like, et cetera note. The capacity limits in New York are going to be expanding to 33% after May 21st. So you'll be hearing a lot more screaming fans in the stands. And that's always good. And that's it, guys. This is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. And this is the Yankees, baby.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have